KJ4WZM, W4DJW. Nothing heard. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight being Sunday night, we're going to begin with Alpha 3 Delta, but before we do that, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-ins, then any new amateur radio operators, and then we have a couple of Echolink stations we'll recognize. So, starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have KA3JCA, that's Richard, KA4JCA, that's Sally, KA4ACL, that's Ashley, and K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, all from Simpsonville, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Tell Sally and Ashley we said hello. And KM4JWP, that's Brian in Rutherfordton, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Brian. And W4FCM, that's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla there over in Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, that's Andrew, who's over in Simpsonville. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville. N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. N4DJC, that's Jerry in Anderson. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylor's. K4OSH, that's Pat in Baldwin. KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dacusville. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville. KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. K4OIM, that's Walt in Inman. And KO4PXB, that's Lloyd over in Simpsonville. Good to have everybody using the pre-net check-in this evening. We do appreciate that very much. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net and would like to, aren't really sure of the protocol, but would like to check into the net this evening? If so, just throw your call sign out there and I'll pick it up from there. Okay, looks like we don't have any so far, so we'll go ahead and move on to the Echolink stations. We do have a couple of Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, KI4AUT.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KI4AUT, that's Nathan and Greer. Good to have you as night, Nathan. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina, who is going to stick around for the RAG 2. I don't know if I'll still be here at that time. I know that Daniel is getting set up, so he may be here any minute, John. So you may be RAG 2-ing with Daniel, or you may be RAG 2-ing with me. Anyway, but anyway, you're on the list. Appreciate you being with us tonight. See, that's all the Echolink stations we have. So we're going to begin with the RF check-in section now, Alpha through Delta. If the first letter in the suffix of your call is an A through a D and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative 73s to you and all on the net.
DW. Again, K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rowan and Pickens, negative, negative. And a very good evening to all.
Net control. Please check me in early if you don't mind, Dave. Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel, K9OH. That's Billy. Also, please check in my wife, Miss Nancy. Kilo November 4 Delta Bravo, Quebec. We're both Smith and Anderson this evening. 73 to you, sir, and all on the net.
Okay, there is a station that's trying to key up. At least it sounds like it anyway, keying up and dropping and keying up and dropping. That's usually an indication of a battery going dead on a handheld. So look at it when you key up next time and see if it blinks out when you press the transmit button. If it does, that means your battery's kaput. You got to swap it out. But that's what it sounds like to me. I'm just guessing. I could be wrong. That control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW. That's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello. And do appreciate you guys taking the time to visit with us this evening on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. K1CJW. That's Roland. He's over in Pickens. Good to have you as night, Roland. Hope you're doing well. And K9OSH, that's Billy, bring with him KN4DBQ, that's Nancy, and they are over in Anderson. Good to have you as night, Billy. Tell Miss Nancy we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to drop in this evening. At this point in time, Daniel is now ready to take over net control. This is his normal time to call the net. I just picked it up for him while he was getting ready. KJ4WZM, this is W4DJW. Are you ready to assume net control?
KJ4WZM. I'm ready. How many stations do you have, including yourself?
Okay, we are at 31 right now, including myself. 31 total check-ins. That's all of Echolink. That's all of the pre-net check-ins, and that's all of the Alpha through Delta group at this point in time. 31 stations have checked in. And you have one hanging around for RagChu, and that is KJ4. RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. He'll be sticking around for RagChu, so you want to call on him. He's at the top of the list. And if that's it, this is W4DJW passing that control over to KJ4WZM. Take it away, Daniel.
You'll be 32 check-ins, including myself, so we'll be looking for number 33 for me. All right. This is KJ4WZM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for getting the net started for me, Dave. Sorry I was running a little late for that. We'll go ahead and make another run through on Alpha through Delta, see if we got any more stations at A through D. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Control. Check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4, Alpha, Foxtrot, Tango. Michael and Central is going to be negative and negative.
All right, that would like to recognize. K4AFT, that is Michael and Central. I've got two Echolink stations sitting there. One I know is KN4RJN. He checked in already. I've got another one there. I'm not sure if he checked in. I'll make one last call on Echolink as well. If you'd like to check in, call KJ4WZM. All right. I guess we're good for now, so we'll go ahead up to E3H next. Echo 3 Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Daniel, I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
K4WZM. 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Camber. And we'll stick around tonight a little bit.
Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
KF4HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose. KC4EZN, that's Harry and Candler. And Harry, I've got you marked down for comments tonight. KN4HCP, that's Miss Wendy. And the other net control operator that she brings along with her, W2MJB, that's her husband Mark. And both of them are in Simpsonville tonight. Any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM. To India through Lima next, I through L. If you'd like to check in, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Foxtrot Oscar.
And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Big Carolina. We'll all be negative and negative. It's saying 73s for each one of you.
DM. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to hear you, Daniel. Hope the family's doing good. We have no traffic, no comments. Good evening to all.
4, WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo, India 4, Kilo, Charlie, X-ray. That's KI4, KCX. Name is Jerry. My location is Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you for calling us back.
WZM. India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, traffic, no round table.
Nice. KK4JFO, that's James up on a mountain in Tuxedo. W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. KI4KCX, Jerry and Gray Court. And KI4LDI, Andy and Table Rock. Any other stations, I through L, India through Lima, call KJ4WZM. I'm through P, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUV. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. And Chad Nana in Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
DM. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile MP mod tonight. 7:30, Daniel, and all on the net. Be negative and negative.
KO4NUE, that's Chad, and KO4RYP, that's Miss Emma. They're in Campobello tonight. And I have KF4NNH, that is Fred, and he is mobile in Piedmont. Don't work too hard tonight, Fred. Hope you have a good night at work, though. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, call KJ4WZM. Tango, Q through T, call KJ4WZM.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert, down here in Joanna. I'll be negative and negative.
R-O-N, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'll be monitoring.
Florida Museum. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, this is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize K4FIR, that is Robert over there in Joanna. W-E-8-R-O-N, Ed and Bavard, and K04QLG, that is Chris and Liberty. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KJ4WZM. Try Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
K4XB, that is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. We'll go ahead all the way through the alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, think you apparently have not checked Echo Link yet. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Daniel. On the net, no traffic, no queue again via Echo Link.
WZM. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Yeah, would like to recognize KA4PQA. That is Steven in Greenwood. KK4JFO, that's Larry. He brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They are home in Greer tonight. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WVM.
KJ4ZM, recheck KA4PQA.
Steven?
Daniel, just one question for your information. Do you not have any means of being able to check EchoLink for when there are stations on EchoLink and that wants to check in KA4PQA?
Do I hadn't glanced over at it. I do net control off of my phone, so when I was writing down the call signs, I hadn't switched over and looked back at EchoLink like I should have.
Affirmative, Daniel. I didn't know. I had been on EchoLink for quite some time waiting, so, and whenever I realized you probably weren't going to check EchoLink, I decided to go ahead and check on in. So with that, Daniel, I'll turn it back over to you, KA4PQA.
Sorry, I'll make sure I check it more frequently next time. I do apologize for that. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Not a problem, Daniel. Just remember to don't forget about your EchoLink side too. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, KA4PQA.
All right, sounds good. No problem, Steven. Thank you, and thanks for checking in tonight. And I hope you have a good night. I'll make one more call, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge King Internet, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. My name is Tom. I'm N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. Like I said, the name here is Tom. And I live in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize N0TR. That is Tom in Greer. Thank you for checking in, Tom. Hope you're doing well tonight. This is KJ4WZM now securing the pool portion of the network. Thanks for checking in. All stations pushing. We'll now begin the RAC 2 portion of the network. Periodic stops for check-in between RAC 2. First up tonight, I've got KC4EZN. That is Harry and Candler. How are you doing this evening, Harry? Call KJ4WZM.
J4WZM, KC4EZN, back up to KN4RJN, Daniel. He was first.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, let me go back to that. I'm so sorry. Thanks for reminding me about that. I hadn't wrote down his call sign. I was trying to remember it, and I forgot. We'll go back to you. We'll be back to you in a second. Sorry about that. KN4RJN, how are you this evening, Don? Call KJ4WZM.
This is KN4RJN. See what happens when you miss staff meetings there, Daniel?
I see that, Don. I had realized I had net control tonight, but then this evening I kind of... I'll hear about it from Harry in just a second, but... I kind of fell asleep and started accidentally taking a nap without intending to. I guess I was bored or something, or I was tired. So I even got up like still ended up taking a nap somehow. I'm not sure. But that's what happened. I fell asleep and I woke up and it was 9 o'clock and I was like, uh-oh, that ain't good. Oops. So I had to hurry, scurry, and get everything together for calling the net.
This is KN4RJ, and hey, it happens, you know. Don't sweat the small stuff. So other than sleeping on the job, what have you been up to?
A whole lot. Been working, and been working on my different vehicle projects over the weekend, stuff like that. So most recently, I was wiring the second seat in my Explorer that I have.
Just about got that done. They were kind of complicated to wire in since they didn't, the seat that I have in there didn't come in there. But anyways, I put my driver's seat in, did all the wiring for that, and never got around to the passenger seat, so I finally started working on that. And then today I tightened up my oil pan gasket because that had started leaking. I had done the engine rebuild a while back and never retensioned the bolts after I was driving it. So I got a lovely oil leak, so I got that tightened back up today, so I'll stop leaking oil everywhere. That's expensive and messy, and nobody likes that. So, at least I got that taken care of. I'm trying to remember what else I've been up to. Been up to a few odd things. Oh, when I came back from the oil pan thing, I took my vehicle over to my work to do that today. We have a maintenance pit, so I just drove it over that and worked on it from underneath, and that was very nice. Working standing up instead of crawling underneath and banging your head on stuff. So that's a lot better. I like that. On my way back from that, I seen a F-250 that had gone to turn into a tight driveway that had, there's a creek that runs beside the road, and the driveway goes across the creek, and it has a very, very sharp embankment on either side of the narrow driveway, and this guy had a F-250 pickup truck and misjudged his turning radius and dropped the front wheel down off the little narrow bridge, and so it was sitting against its suspension component, and the back tire was a good 2 feet up off the ground. This is a lifted truck with big tires, and it just ate that front tire all the way up. That was down there in the hole, no traction. One of that was the driver's side front tire. The passenger side rear tire is the one that was sticking up in the air about 2 foot. So there was no way he was getting himself out of that one. And I hooked my winch up to him and pulled him back out of there, and he was quite appreciative of that. So then I went home. On the way home, I went and hung out with a neighbor friend of mine, and then I went to my house. So that was my day, I guess.
This is KN4RJN. Well, you're a hero to the guy in the truck anyway. I'm sure he appreciated that. In any event, let me tell you about solar activity here for just a second. Stand by. This is Andy, and there's a little bit of solar activity going on up there. There were a couple of fairly significant flares that we're working our way here. So we've got about a 30% chance of a solar radiation storm of an S1 or greater, which is higher than I've seen it. A geomagnetic storm actually up into the G1 range, which is the lowest range on the G scale, but that's for today. Tomorrow there's a possibility of a G2. And radio blackout, there's a 70% chance over the next 3 days of an R1 or an R2, which is mild to moderate, but there is a 30% chance over the next 3 days of an R3, which is somewhat strong. So we might have a little bit of communication issues over the next 3 days. I would tell you about sunsets, but I can't see the sun. So 30% chance of a strong radio blackout issue. As far as things in the sky, this evening it really doesn't matter where I'm at because I can't see squat. We are stocked in with clouds. I'm not sure what your sky looks like down there. But on Friday, we get the first quarter moon is actually this evening. And when the moon is in its first quarter and later, well, anytime it's not full, you can see shadows of craters and whatnot. And there's a big crater. It's the biggest bright spot on the moon. Towards the, if you look, I guess, as you're looking at the moon in the northeast direction, there's a big bright spot there called, the crater is called Copernicus, and on Friday, it'll be fairly well illuminated. If you want to take a look at that. You can see it well with the unaided eye, but if you got binoculars, you can pick out all kinds of little things in there. It's an 800 million year old impact scar, and it's got a whole lot of other little scars in it. And you can see some interesting aspects of lunar geology if you happen to have a set of binoculars. But other than that, Saturn and Jupiter are up this evening. And later on this month, a couple more of Jupiter's moons are going to cross in front of it. If you happen to have a scope, you can see the shadows of that's going over. And that is going to be, come on, computer, that'll be Wednesday, October 19th. The great red spot and two shadows of two of Jupiter's moons will be crossing in front of it, so you might want to take a look at that. But between 5:20 and 7 o'clock, which hopefully it'll be dark by then. And that's about all we got there. Let me go back up here and back to you.
And as always, I definitely appreciate the astrological updates. That's actually something that really does fascinate me. Unfortunately, I don't have a telescope, so I won't be able to see Jupiter stuff. But I'll definitely take a look at the solar activity and see what's going on with that, because that's always very interesting. Well, one thing that I'm always curious about is if there's going to be an aurora or not. Oh, what's that? Oh, thank you.
Someone just brought me some food. So we'll have to see about that. And as far as the moon goes, that's pretty interesting. I've never really thought to look up there at that, the craters before as they get illuminated. But thanks for the update on that.
This is KN4RJ, and roger that. if you go, if you just Google space weather, there's a number of sites where you can keep track of the geomagnetic storms, the solar radiation storms, radio blackouts, auroral activity, all that kind of happiness. The particular site that I'm looking at is standby. 4RJ, and what is this? It's spaceweatherlive.com. And they've got all kinds of things you can look at, solar activity, auroral activity, reports, you know, all kinds of stuff. They've also got galleries and breaking news and that sort of thing. So if you get a chance to look at some of that stuff, you know, that may be something that interests you.
Yes, definitely. And I'll definitely look into that. One thing I wonder about is how recently the newest craters have showed up on the moon. And are there any that, and how frequently does that happen? I have no idea.
This is KN4RJN. Well, since the moon has no atmosphere, any crater that's there has been there for probably millions of years because there's nothing to erase it. There's no wind, water, or any of that kind of happiness. So anytime anything hits the moon, there's going to be a hole. Unlike Earth, where, you know, if it does make it all the way down to the planet, you know, wind, water, and whatnot, you know, will erase it eventually. But there are craters within craters within craters, and I don't know that anything has hit it recently, but it's especially when the moon is not full, when it's, you know, half or quarter or whatever, you can see a whole lot more shadows and a whole lot more craters that way. Assuming you can see the moon at all, which I can't up here tonight because we're socked in with clouds left over from the hurricane. Over.
Yeah, I had company walking just then. I copied some of that. I'm sorry, John. I had a visitor unexpectedly show up here from next door.
This is KN4RJ, and roger that. You do have another Echolink station popped up and texted you to please check him in. And I know Harry's probably got a good, either a good recipe or a good animal story, so I'm going to say 73s and back on out of here. You have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Thanks for checking in, John, and thanks for hanging around for comments. I do appreciate it. I'm definitely excited to find out about the solar storm that's coming up and stuff like that.
sometimes I've noticed disruptions in radio stuff, and other times I haven't. So we'll see what happens. We'll catch you next time, John. KN4RJN, KJ4WZM, 73. See you. Have a good one. Nice. KN4CHY. That is Keith in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He said he's portable 5. Okay. We got you, Keith. And safe travels to you. And I hope you have a great visit down there with whoever you're hanging out with and a safe trip back. Answer Zoo, A through Z, call KJ4WZN.
November 1, X-ray, Romeo, Romeo. My name is Michael. I'm mobile in Tocoa, Georgia tonight, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Please check in. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont. And we'll negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and standby.
This N1XRR. That is Michael Lowell in Tocoa. K4VKN. Alan in Piedmont. And KO4WTQ. That is Greg and Greer. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZN. Ian, how are you this evening? Harry, looks like I got you next up for comments. Call KJ4WZN.
KJ4WZN, KC4EZN. Let's go back and look at that nap you took. Can't let you off on the hook on that now. You know that thing you're looking at for your echo link, call your phone, I think it's probably got a place in there that you could set an alarm that would wake you up.
No, I didn't even realize I was tired.
Sounds to me like you need to be paying more attention to yourself, Daniel.
I certainly do.
Okay, enough of that. Just got a needle you just a little bit. Keep you on your toes. Good to hear that you helped that fellow get his truck out of the hole. There are sometimes you get yourself into predicaments that there's no good way out unless somebody comes along and just helps. And sometimes it helps. The help is relatively easy, but if you don't have it, I know in my yard, the people that we bought this house from 21 years ago bought a nursery out, and they had, according to one of the other neighbors, a trailer load of little bushes that were hauled in, and they set them out. And when you plant this little tree that's about a foot tall, and you put it 4 feet from the tree that's next to it, 20 years later, it's a maple tree that's 8-10 inches in diameter. They didn't seem to appreciate that things grow, like, up and big around. But we had some bushes up in the woods, or not in the woods, it was actually between the street and our house, that normally when you keep them properly pruned, they're little balls of some kind of elm-looking tree or whatever, cedar tree-looking, fuzzy-looking little tree, and they're 3-4 feet in diameter, and that's what they're supposed to be. We didn't realize that until we realized that they were like 15 feet tall and were hiding the house. And my daughter and her husband and one of the grandchildren are visiting with us this weekend, so we got out yesterday afternoon and cut all those things down, and I had a hard time recognizing my house because I could see it. But the point there being, having one extra person help me out made the job go about three. I'd been doing it myself, and that's sort of what you do with that fellow you help pull out of the out of the creek. I bet he'll pay attention to how narrow that bridge is next time. That was a good thing. We'll pass it back to your court, Daniel. KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
KJ4WZM. Yeah, it was a brand new F-250. Four-door, FX4 package, lift kit, big tires, aimed at those great big, super shiny wheels that stick out real far, and the tire is only like 3 inches thick around it and stuff like that. He got one of those. Roller skate wheels, as I like to call them. I like to label the people that drive these things as pretty boys. Looks like, you know, they've never had a speck of dirt underneath their fingernails in their entire life. Well, it was one of those fellows. He appeared to be about my age. Had his girlfriend with him. And they were out looking at real estate that they were thinking of buying. And this driveway is actually a multi-property driveway. It's kind of like an unmarked road in a way. I mean, it's really, really narrow, but there's multiple properties on that one entrance. It's way out in the sticks, nowhere near town. But I happened to pass by it going to back and forth to work. And honestly, until today, I had no idea that there was a creek right off the side of the road until he got stuck right there. And I was like, whoa, wait a second. When I got out, look, there's the creek. It's not just a ditch beside the road. It's an actual creek. And it's actually about 8 feet below the roadbed. So I made a mental note there that that exists. So I'll be real, real careful going back and forth to work when it snows. Because that's on my way back and forth to work. And I didn't know that was there. And he got lucky. The side of the driveway that he fell off into, the hole wasn't as bad as the other side. If he had gone off another side, I think the whole truck would have fallen in the way it was set up. So it's good that he overshot it instead of turning too early. But yeah, you got to be careful going in and out of that spot. It's not set up too good. So, but long story short, he happens to know the people that I work for as well. So they will find out that that happened. He knows the company owner and the mechanic and a few other people over there. So he asked me what I did for work, and I was like, oh, I'm a truck driver. He goes, Because we have a reputation of talking junk to regular passenger car drivers. And so he had this look on his face. He's like, yep, I know what you're thinking. I didn't say anything to him.
Probably got the message, and if the message gets back to work, you can give yourself a pat on the shoulder, or won't hurt anything. Anyway, that was a good. That was still a good thing, regardless. Sometimes we let our ability to buy things overwhelm our thing that seems to be kind of lacking here lately, thing called common sense. We have the tendency, I know some folks who have bought four-wheel drive vehicles, and as far as they're concerned, you know, now everything's electronic, it's solenoid valve control and stuff, so instead of having to, you know, have a second lever in the floor to engage the transfer case and all of that, having to get out and lock and unlock hubs, you just reach up on the dash and turn a knob. And that makes you invincible, or it means that you can walk on water, or, you know, two or three other things, and none of which is true. It's still a truck. It has tires, they touch the ground, or they should be touching the ground. And as long as you remember that, and remember that there are limits to everything, you get along okay. Anyway, so much for the preaching. I know John's still listening. got a couple of foxes that come through the yard. The other day, I was looking out the window, and I didn't get my phone out in time to take a picture, but this fox was almost looked like he was chasing something down a pile of logs or something in my yard. And next thing I knew, this animal's rolling around on his back like his back itched, and he scratched, and he rolled, and he wiggled. And then he just hopped up and walked up in the woods. And a couple of days later, I saw two of them together walk up through the woods across my yard. So they have now moved out of the strange animal into the what my daughter calls them yarnals. That's yard animals. They're becoming yard animals. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Daniel, and let you go back and finish out that nap. I'll give you my full permission to sleep between now and whenever you have to get up and go to work tomorrow. And I do understand what John's saying. Our clouds up here are not quite as close to us as his seem to be, but they're still between us and the sky. So you look straight up, and it's all just black and dark. You don't see little shiny spots or anything. It is fascinating what you can see out there. I'll agree with you there, Daniel. It is just absolutely amazing and fascinating. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you and see if there's anybody else out there. And enjoy talking to you. And have a good week. I think technically we're in next week now. KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
KJ4WZM. Yep, we are next week, whether we like it or not. Here it is. So, hopefully it'll be a good one. I ate something the wrong way. Oops. Don't eat where you breathe. Especially if it contains vinegar. Oof. Anyways, yeah, my four-wheel drive vehicle is still the old-fashioned way. It's got a front axle and a rear axle, not CVs, no A-arms. You get out of it, you turn the locking hubs, you hop back into it, and you pull the lever back. That's the way mine is. 30 years old, still running. So, yeah, I got one of those old... If I could stop coughing over the vinegar I inhaled, I'd be doing great. Anyways, the sky has always been fascinating to me, whether it's the stars up there or the clouds that go across it, or the moon, or the sun and its spots and flares and things that can affect Earth. It's very, very, very interesting. So I'll always be interested in that kind of stuff. Hey. 4EZN, KJ4WZM. I may have missed it. Did you sign off?
Pretty much, Daniel. And I think if I recognize the voice, and if I recognize the voice, I won't apologize, and if I made a mistake, I will apologize ahead of time. But I think the person who needed to find a new place to dry place to sit wanted to check in with you. KJ4WZM, KC4EZN, 73.
Now it is. I do believe you're correct on it. I think it should be all be good. I like to give him a hard time too. Robert and Joanna, KD4SR, is that you in there?
Yes, it is. KD4SRR. And I wanted to make a correction. I may have been living in Soggy Bottom, but I did not have such a symptom of myself the other night. I do have enough sense to not sit in it. So, after that correction for everyone on the net, I wanted to bring up, I had a question if John was still on there about this propagation interruption or what have you, because I had an interesting sort of kind of thing happen to me today. It started off as frustration and wound up as semi-satisfied results. I haven't been able to get anything since my coax fell apart, my ballon fell apart. I've just been limited to VHF and UHF and basically sitting in a grumpy mood. Well, I tried again today. I got the ballon back together and I rigged something up. I couldn't get nothing but noise. I mean, just every kind of interference, and we tried different power supplies. We went out and even hooked it up to the car battery, or brought the car battery in, and it was just terrible. So I just said, I'm cursed. I can't pick up HF radio. I have no reason to upgrade. I was just about ready to call it in. Well, by 7 o'clock, I decided, well, what the heck? I'm just going to haul the whole thing outside while I was keeping an eye on the ominous skies above us. So I went out there, and I got the ballon, and I still had the antenna wire. I let it drop for a second. Well, it wouldn't hurt. Let me just cut it in half here. Let me straighten it out. So I took it off the roll, and I measured it and cut it in half, nothing exact. And I fixed one end, each one, to the ballon. And I figured, well, I got to get something. So I just hung it up high enough with a cable tie for a loop so I wouldn't clothesline myself on the garage. And I had a short piece of coax. I mean, all the radio, the power supply, everything out there, the Tentec, that is. I let it drop. I had these two pieces of about 34 foot of wire, so couldn't stretch it across the yard. I know I'd trip on that. So I just run one side down one side of the garage and went around the other side of the garage and laid that piece over on the chain link fence where Tater, that's the neighbor, wouldn't really notice it and probably wouldn't care. Then I come back up and hooked it to the Tentec. Well, I'd been interested in 10 meters because 10 meters had been just talky-talky today. I let it drop. Nothing. Oh, man, I didn't get nothing. This ain't going to work. I got a broke radio. I'm just cursed. So anyway, I go on down through all the bands, and I go down to fellas on the handy talker telling me, oh, man, you got to get on 20 meters. You got to get on 40 meters. So I went down to 20. I went down to 40. I didn't hear nothing but noise and beeps and boots. Lo and behold, I said, well, let me just try it on the other two. Shazam, Eureka, and Brilliant. I started picking up everything on 80 meters. And I went, this is impossible. This is a freak of nature. So, but anyway, I picked up that, and I actually got one very distant broadcast on 160. And, of course, I ain't nowhere near 160 meters in length. But at least I know the Tentec works, and shucks, if I could just get it over 10 feet in the air, I might have something. So that's pretty much my antenna story of the day. I restored partial faith in HF radio and my own self-esteem. So we will try it again later on. But by golly, I'm not going to let 10 meters whip me. Anyway, that's all I had to say. Thanks so much for the indulgence of everyone, the net, and all those involved. And we'll say 73s and good night.
KJ4WZM. Well, I definitely appreciate the story time, Robert. And that's exciting to hear that, you were able to hear something. That's good. And actually impresses that you turned it all up on 80 meters instead of 20 and 40. Those are usually my go-tos if I'm looking to hear some stuff. Sometimes propagation changes, though, and one band will work a whole lot better than another, and then the conditions will change the next day, and it's not the same anymore. The band that you were using is now dead, and some of the others are online. So, hey, it's like that sometimes. Propagation changes frequently. So, and
the elusive 10 will eventually come around again as well. And then you can have fun with that.
Oh, but I'm glad that you were able to at least hear something and make sure your radio works. That's exciting. As far as Soggy Bottom, well, thankfully you did have enough common sense not to go sit in said Soggy Bottom. You stayed dry. That's good. Well, at least now it's not soggy. All that rain has finally moved out, and it seems to be nice outside now, even though it's a lot colder. Winter seems to be looming in the near future. Summertime has left, and I don't think we'll see 90 degrees until at least March or April.
But never doubt South Carolina will pull one on you when it comes to the weather. Now, again, we could have that year where we have snow at Halloween once again. Or we could wind up being warm and think we're at Myrtle Beach, you know, in May. It's just one of those things, but I think 2023, for at least a good part of the country, probably is going to be cold. But I think a lot of people are going to be leaving Florida and will prefer the snow shovel to another eon. So, anyway, the whole thing about getting back the antenna is the fact is I believe it performed better in where I live anyway. Instead of on the up high, it was better on the low down. So, go figure. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, but it seems to work better when I just kind of pitch it some direction and it's just weird I don't trip on it. So that's pretty much it. And there's got to be a theory behind there somewhere. A method to the madness. And enough of that. This is KD4SRR. We're clear and back to net control.
Robert, well, that's exciting, though, and I hope you enjoy all of your radio endeavors and adventures and whatnot, and we'll look forward to continuing to hear how things go. Radio can be pretty interesting, and sometimes it seems to play by the rules, and other times it works best when you just wing it. So, hope that you enjoy your adventures. And thanks for hanging around for comments, too, huh? I was like, why didn't he hang around last time? And then he didn't hang around this time. I was like, that's weird. Not used to not talking to you. Well, thanks for jumping back in for a comment this time, Robert. Always good to hear from you.
See, I have already had my jelly biscuit. Usually I'm not too talkative until I have that jelly biscuit. And that might be good for you, too. You're doing all that healthy stuff. Remember, healthy, too much healthy will kill you. You got to take, there's several food groups, and jelly biscuits are in there. So, a little hypoglycemia, hypertension, make it your friend once in a while, just a little bit of it.
I know all about that hypoglycemia thing, and it might have something to do with me being too skinny, too, because my blood sugar, it can drop like a rock from time to time. It don't always do it, but sometimes it does, especially when I haven't been eating enough food. And I'm not always a healthy person. This time when I pulled that truck out, they had left Skytop Apple Orchard, so they gave me a Skytop donut, and I loved that. So I'm not healthy 100% of the time, but hey, you got to live once in a while. So I enjoy it for what it is. But good talking to you, Robert, and we'll catch you next time. KD4SR, KJ4WZM, 73s to you, and you have a great night. And with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Have a miss anyone for check-ins or comments, call KJ4WZM. I'm now securing the Blue Ridge Internet with her. Thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to everybody, and good night.